We've got a shootout victory, another Syracuse slaughtering, and lots to talk about from this week's hockey action in the Carolinas. This is your Greenville Swamp Rabbits affiliate report. We'll start, as we always do, with the NHL side of things. Up in Raleigh, the Carolina Hurricanes started their Thanksgiving week on a high note as they visited the Detroit Red Wings last Sunday night. It was a tight game throughout, and both defenses were strong in the early going, but it was Sebastian Aho who broke the scoreless tie halfway through the second period to give the Canes the advantage. After more impressive defense on both sides, Teuvo Teravainen gave Carolina a much-needed shorthanded insurance goal with 1 minute and 13 seconds to go in regulation. It was Detroit's only penalty of the night, but Teravainen made the Wings pay. James Reimer was spectacular, stopping all 19 shots he faced on the way to his first shutout as a member of the Canes. The tides turned last Wednesday when Carolina traveled to Madison Square Garden to face the Rangers. New York netted all three of their goals in the first period. Mika Zibanejad started things off with an early power play tally before Brandon Smith and Adam Fox got in on the fun. Carolina responded in the second frame. In the spirit of the holiday season, you've heard of Jingle Jangle, but have you heard of Dezingle Dangle? Well, that didn't really happen, but Ryan Dezingle did net his fifth goal of the season, and Warren Fogle contributed his fourth, but the Canes couldn't muster anything else. Henrik Lundqvist stopped more than 40 shots against the Hurricanes for the second time this season, en route to Carolina's 3-2 loss. With Thanksgiving behind them, the Canes hosted the Nashville Predators on Black Friday and might have felt a little turkey hangover, dropping their second game in a row. Preds goalie Pekka Rinne collected his league-leading third shutout in the Predators' 3-0 victory, which snapped a six-game losing streak against Carolina. On the heels of that loss, the Hurricanes shipped down to Tampa for their second game in as many nights. It was the Canes this time who scored early and often as Sebastian Aho got the ball rolling with a power play tip-in among a flurry around the net.
Mechnikov near side lets the shot go. McDonough blocked that. Aho retrieves. Andrei Svechnikov, second overall pick last year, closing in and fired. Deflects behind McElhenney. They score! It was deflected on its way to McElhenney. Slipped through him and looked like he might get it before it crossed the goal line, but it ended up in
Jacob Slavin also found the twine with 7 seconds to go in period one, and the Hurricanes would go on to hold on 3-2 over Tampa Bay, despite three Canes penalties and one Lightning power play goal in the third period. On Tuesday, Carolina visited the defending Eastern Conference champion Boston Bruins and returned to their struggles, getting shut out for the second time in three games. Both Boston goals came late in the third period. Charlie Coyle lit the lamp to break the scoreless tie, and David Krejci scored his 200th career goal, and that was all the Bruins would need. Yaroslav Halak stopped all 24 shots he saw, and it was the fourth Bruins win in a row in which Boston was either trailing or tied in the third period. And finally, last night, the Canes hosted the San Jose Sharks, where it was as tightly locked as possible until the final whistle. Carolina got on the board just 50 seconds into the first period when Andrei Svechnikov downed his 12th goal of the season. The Sharks responded with a Marcus Sorensen tally before the end of the first, and at the first break, it was tied at 1. In the second, Jake Gardner and Logan Couture traded goals, and the score stayed knotted at 2 through regulation and overtime, sending the game to a shootout.
Svechnikov started the scoring. Maybe he can finish it. Third shooter for the Canes. He'll delay. He scores! Andrei Svechnikov makes it look easy with a forehander by Dell, and the Canes are up by 1. Logan Couture on Peter Mrazek, who's been battling all night. The Sharks captain, the final hope. That's all! Hey, what do you say? Carolina wins in shootout.
Svechnikov scored the lone shootout goal in the third frame, and Peter Mrazek made the game-sealing stop on Logan Couture to give the Hurricanes a much-needed streak-breaking victory. Despite the recent rough stretch, Carolina is in a pretty good spot as we've reached the quarter post of the season. They sit fourth in the Metropolitan Division with 35 points, but are in sole possession of the first wildcard spot with Pittsburgh Penguins and New York Rangers closely trailing in second and third, respectively. Sebastian Aho leads the team with 13 goals. Svechnikov and Dougie Hamilton sit in second and third with 12 and 10 goals apiece. Svechnikov and Teuvo Teravainen sit tied for the team lead in assists with 19. Hamilton in third with 18. And in points, Svechnikov is the overall leader with 31. Hamilton second with 28. And Teravainen in third with 26. Tomorrow night, the Canes will host the Minnesota Wild before going on a five-game road trip in which they will face three Pacific Division opponents. We transition our report now to the Charlotte Checkers, who after winning the Calder Cup last season have struggled a bit through the first portion of their 2019-2020 campaign. Last weekend, they hosted the Providence Bruins for a two-game set, but that didn't go as well as they would have hoped. The bad news for Charlotte was that it scored just one goal over two games and was outscored by Providence 8-1. Bruins goalies stopped 63 of 64 Checkers shots on their way to the weekend sweep. The good news for Charlotte was that over 2,000 teddy bears are headed to local nonprofits after their teddy bear toss night. The Swamp Rabbits teddy bear toss night will take place 1 week from tonight on Friday, December 13th. So don't forget to bring your teddies out to the well for one of the most anticipated nights of the season in the upstate. Back to the Checkers now, who handed it to the Syracuse Crunch in a big bounce-back effort on Wednesday night in upstate New York. Julian Gauthier scored his first of two goals on the night with a power play goal 83 seconds into the action and later converted on a delayed penalty to extend Charlotte's lead to 2. Hunter Shinkaruk, Kyle Wood, and Yanne Kuokkanen also beat the goalie to defeat the Crunch 5-1. Anton Forsberg turned 18 shots aside in the win, and Charlotte has now outscored Syracuse 12-4 in two games this season. This has been your Greenville Swamp Rabbits affiliate report here on the Swamp Rabbits Broadcast Network. From Greenville, I'm Jordan Lank. Now let's get you back to the voice of the Swamp Rabbits, Jordan Coombs.